Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
And I'm here to distract you.
Oh, wonderful, because that's what we're talking about this week, is what to do when distracted in prayer.
Oh, it happens so often.
Yeah.
Not just in prayer, but yes, definitely in prayer.
I mean, just now I was joking how we went to start this podcast recording about 10 minutes ago, but we got distracted. But we're here now. So, you did talk about in this week's Heartbeat about being distracted in prayer. And you talked about kind of two distractions. One was distraction whilst you're in prayer, so your mind goes off.
Yeah.
And then the other one was being distracted in life.
Just to even get to prayer.
To get to prayer. Yes. So, you know, we've got two kind of different distractions to talk about there. Let's go with the first one of being distracted to even get to prayer. So, like, life is just busy. And it's hard to do, but it's really talking about making prayer a priority.
Yes.
In saying, no matter what is going on in life, this will not budge.
God understands our seasons of life when we are so tired, unwell, looking after a young baby, family, children, been up with sick children, work-wise, whatever it might be. But really desires us to try and push through and go, well, what's the best time that I could pray?
Yeah.
And if it's 2 p.m, because I'm fresher then maybe choose that time if you can.
Mm. Yeah, because you use the word push through then and it makes me think push through the tiredness. And even though there may be an element of that, it's more about going, when in my day will I go, you know what, this time is the best to give to God.
Where
so
I
it's
am
not
right
about,
now.
Yeah.
Because I normally love to pray at night.
Mm.
But sometimes because I've been unwell for a few months, by the night time I've got no energy left.
Mm.
So it's not a good time to choose. Morning, if I have had a bad night, it's not a good time because I'm still wanting to sleep more.
Mm.
But there is a time about 11 o'clock.
That's your sweet spot?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm. So that's what I've been really trying to, again, push through and look at the time and go, ah, now's the time I need to sit read and pray.
Yeah, and we'll all have to determine that individually for our own lives. And like you said, even seasons.
Yes.
Right now that's going to work for you and then maybe in another time.
It'll change.
It won't. And so that's the first thing, to really do our very best, and God understands our weakness.
Yes.
To say, God, I want to pray. I want to spend time with you. And then the next bit is, how can we avoid getting distracted whilst we're in prayer? And I find when I get distracted in prayer, I'll start off praying, but then there's one situation that I am praying about with God, but then my mind will go off into that situation and think through all the scenarios that might occur. And that's where often my distraction occurs. It's like, well, I started out, but then now I'm like in my own world of trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, I found a thing that helped me in my distraction was actually putting on a book audio or the rosary or something, because someone else is speaking into my mind and I'm following them in a set prayer or a set reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps me more because I'm concentrating on what they're saying but doing what they're saying, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Maybe it's saying the rosary and you saying it out loud, but I'm not having to be the leader.
Yes.
I'm following the leader.
Yep. And that helps you to not be distracted because you're like, this is the prayer we're in right now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I know often my husband likes to put on worship music while he prays. I can't.
Because then I'll start singing along with the worship
and then I'm not, like, even though, yes, that is still prayer.
Part of prayer,
I'm not saying it's not. But then I'm just singing, I find, and not like, so I can't pray with that on. I can worship at other times, but not if I'm going to do my prayer. But I think you've raised some good points in terms of, for those of us particularly who do have phones a lot and looking at different things on internet, is that our concentration has decreased.
Yes.
And that's what I find too, particularly. It's hard for me, as you read that scripture, be still and know that I'm God. I find it hard to be still, to just have that quiet time. But it's so important, because when we're still, that's often when we can hear from God. Doesn't mean he can't speak at other times.
No, but sometimes when we're still too, our mind comes to a point where we can actually meditate and think on things of God better.
Mm.
Because we've got all the other buzz of the world and the distractions out of our mind.
Mm.
But we've got to be still long enough for it's like then to go to that extra spirituality element of ourselves. Mm. And again, God can speak in the spirit wherever he likes. Think of Paul, who was Saul, traveling along and gets, you know, zapped. I mean, I always have the image he was on a horse and he got knocked off.
Yeah.
But we don't know if that actually occurred. But he still got zapped and was like, whoa, and then made blind.
Mm.
I mean, what a statement. What a distraction to get his attention.
Yeah.
But God can do that.
Mm. I was thinking as we were sharing, like, be still and know that I'm God, that if we are able to be still, then prayer will actually settle us and calm us, even when life is that busyness.
Actually, on one of the TV shows this morning, because I had to drop my husband to the airport early, and I came back and I just couldn't get back to sleep. So I turned on the news just to listen to the main bits. And they had, I'm pronouncing him incorrectly, I think, but a gentleman, Chopra Chanda.
Oh, yes.
Who does wellness and meditation and stuff. And they said, would you just lead us right now in some meditation? And what he did was very good, because what he did was like, close your eyes, breathe in and breathe out. Think of your breath. Breathe in and breathe out.
Mm.
Now, feel the calmness and settledness that's upon you. He was making everyone be still.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't go the next step and talk about God, but that's where I would have gone.
Mm.
But because we were sitting quietly, breathing in, breathing out, sometimes an exercise like that can be enough to help us be still. And they're talking to him because he's a wellness expert. Yep. Oh, my goodness, our God is way better wellness expert than this gentleman. And I'm not saying what he doesn't do is good. It is very good. But that we need to go further, and then in the stillness, in the breathing in, breathing out, be with God.
Mm. I mean, that could be a technique for someone when they're starting prayer. Yep. And
Wonderful technique.
Funnily enough, that's similar to what you were saying earlier about someone was leading, like, you know, maybe just having that kind of thing to start your prayer, and then your mind can go to God and what you want to say. Something else that you said that I think is really important for us to think about is you said, don't allow the enemy to distract us. You know, the devil doesn't want us to be everything that God wants us to be.
Nope.
And so he will distract us
to know God,
and he will keep us busy.
Yes,
and he will have our minds have to turn to everything and change videos all the time because we need to be distracted. So keep that in mind, and don't allow him to distract you from hearing from God by being still.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, see, the technique of breathing in, breathing out is a technique they use for people who can't sleep.
Yeah,
and then they say, now feel your muscle in your shoulder, relax it. Go down to the arm, relax it. It's the same.
Yeah.
We can't relax enough to drop off to sleep.
Mm. Mm. So the weekly challenge I've just written is start by putting aside distractions. And what I'm thinking with that is when you sit down to have your prayer time, maybe put your phone in another room.
Mm.
Turn the TV off if you don't have it off. Like, where can you start? Just putting one distraction aside.
Yes.
Just start that, like you said, maybe it's starting some breathing exercises. Where can you be still more? And if we just start there, then we can, well, we're saying, when we're trying to start there, I think we're saying to God, God, I do want you in my life.
Yes.
I want you to be my number one. So we hope that that has really blessed you this week. I'm sure it's going to be a challenge for many of us. And we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.